Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us anywhere in the world online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have School Resource Officer for the Jamestown Public School District. We have Officer Andrew Staska joining us. And Officer Staska, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Very professional, but we're looking forward to it. I know the kids maybe not so much. School time is back. The Jamestown Public Schools will go to school beginning Thursday, August the 23rd. And so, Officer Staska, we've invited you here today, and we appreciate your time. We want to talk about back-to-school safety, what we're doing for the kids, maybe some programs that you have planned for the upcoming school year. But I think we just start out and say school starts this Thursday, and there's a couple of things that we want people to be watching for when school starts up, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially around our school zones.
Yep.
I know everybody in the morning, they're always in a hurry to get to either work or get the kids to school, or everybody's always in a hurry. But
right.
We want to remind people that there are school zones, and we want people to slow down and watch, especially in the crosswalks for kids coming across or in between cars. So
for sure,
definitely make sure when you're driving through the school zones to slow down and definitely pay attention. Yeah.
So we know obviously the summertime, very busy, kids are not in school. They're walking to and from the pool or going to, you know, any facilities. It's a little different with school, but there's going to be a lot more traffic, I guess, during the mornings and during the afternoons when school dismisses, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Either coming to school or leaving school. Traffic definitely picks up around the schools. And if you pay attention, we do have flashing yellow lights around the elementary schools. So
right.
when those are flashing, that means the speed limit reduces, and it's a school zone at that point.
Okay, for sure. So I know there's definitely one when you come down to the bottom of the hill next to the Legacy Center. That's one of them.
Correct.
So when people see those flashing lights, the speed limit has changed, and then you need to keep that in mind and stop at those crosswalks, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. So again, School Resource Officer Andrew Staska joining us on Let's Talk About It, back to school safety and everything. It sounds like also we want people to be mindful of school buses and the traffic that those will be there too, right?
Yeah, every year, you know, we get complaints about people either not stopping for the buses or going around the bus. So a reminder, if the school bus stops and it has its red lights flashing and the stop sign out, that means you have to wait until that sign comes back in and wait for that bus to pick up those children.
For sure.
There's always kids getting on or off that bus, and we don't want anybody to get hurt.
Right, so they need to be mindful. Those lights come on, that means you got to stop. It doesn't matter if you're in a hurry or anything. Those kids' safety comes first.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've talked a little bit about the back-to-school zones, a little bit about the buses dropping on and picking up kids. What are some other things you want our motorists and our individuals, our citizens of Jamestown to keep in mind when it comes for back-to-school stuff?
Well, definitely when school is getting out.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about before school, but also after school. We want to remind people not to be double parking. You're blocking the driving lane, so we don't want people to be double parking. I know a big spot for this is at the middle school or Roosevelt. I have seen it at all the schools, but those are kind of the two main places where people will stop in the driving lane, and then it clogs up traffic, or
right.
somebody tries to go around you when you're parked there, and someone's going to get hit. So we really want you to keep moving, and I understand that at the middle school, it's a busy place. It's right
sure.
downtown.
Yeah.
But if all the spots are taken up for you to park, continue on.
Okay.
Go somewhere else. Find another parking spot somewhere. It usually clears out within
right.
5 to 10 minutes. So right. Just keep moving and don't stop in the road.
Okay. So keep that in mind when it comes to picking up kids, dropping off kids, or anything like that. And it sounds like some extra patrols in the first couple of days of school to make sure everything kind of goes smoothly, right?
Yeah, just like the kids getting back into a routine, you know, we need the parents to get back into
right.
a routine too. So we will have some extra enforcement out there around the school zones, making sure that people are reminded.
For sure.
And if somebody does, you know, an officer does approach you and asks you, They're just thinking about the children. They're trying to keep traffic moving. It's nothing personal, just trying to keep traffic moving and keeping people safe.
Absolutely, because again, it's all about the kids. It's going to get really busy in the morning. I'd say like between like 7 and 9 is usually probably the most busy times, and then afternoon 2 to 4 o'clock roughly.
Yep, yeah. Correct. Yep.
Okay, so be mindful. If you see buses, stop for them. Crosswalks, kids at crosswalks, stop for them. They have that right of way. I guess as far as other things for the school year, Officer Staska, again, being the school resource officer now going into your third full year.
Correct.
Let's talk about some of the things you have planned. Obviously, the DARE program, a big thing. I know there's a couple of other things you have planned. What are some big things that kids can look forward to going back to school this year?
Well, I teach classes from kindergarten all the way through high school, so I kind of get a variety. Some of the classes, I mean, right off the bat, we have meet a police officer. So I'll go into kindergarten, just visit with them, introduce myself. Sometimes that's the first time they ever get to meet a police officer.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah. Wow. So I'll visit them and talk to them for a little bit. Latchkey, basically a home alone safety class for fourth graders. They're about at that age where they might be at home for a little bit by themselves. So we want to make sure that they have some tips to keep them safe as well.
Awesome.
Like you mentioned, the DARE program for fifth grade. That's kind of a big one. It takes up, you know, 10 weeks. So if you're a fifth grader this year, I'll be in the classroom.
They can look forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. That's kind of the big class that we have. Other than that, I'm really looking forward to getting back to the school and just visiting with the students and the staff and being available for them. And the this Friday, the first football game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
So football starts this Friday, first football game, and pretty soon we'll have volleyball games and coming up.
Basketball and right after that.
Hockey. So, yeah, I'm excited to get into the swing of things and
and
being out there.
Perfect. So, again, kids, if you see Officer Staska, he'd love to talk. He'd love to chat with you a little bit, and he's there for your safety, and he's going to be a part of your school year this year. I know there's probably a lot of little kids who are getting into school, and they're like, oh, my gosh, there's an officer here. How awesome is that?
Oh, yeah, they get pretty excited. Hard for me to go anywhere and not get recognized.
It's super fun to see that in public. Officer Staska, I'm sure you'll be available if people have questions, too, as far as back to school safety and programs you have. Is there any way they can contact you or anywhere you'd encourage them to go to get more information or anything like that?
Yeah, they can either contact me through the school.
Okay.
I think my email's on the website somewhere on there. So you get my email. But yeah, just if you have a concern or you want to talk to me for whatever reason, I'm available.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, Officer Staska, thank you. And to all our listeners who are going back to school or getting ready to get back to the routine, have a safe school year. And, you know, hopefully Officer Staska sees you in a good light and not in the bad way.
Right. Yeah. Most of the time it's good. And,
good.
And even if it's a difficult situation,
yeah,
we'll work through it together.
Awesome. So. Perfect. Well, Officer Staska, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.